your
That was great.
Patience and attention. Okay, Administrator's Report for March 18th, 2014. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will hold a meeting on Monday, March 24th at 10 a.m. at the Lewis Senior Center located at 32083 Janus Road in Lewis. This meeting was originally scheduled for yesterday, but was postponed due to the inclement weather and will feature a presentation on Parkinson's disease in Sussex County. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for January, there were 3,104 total traffic arrests, 1,554 total criminal arrests. Of that, 641 were felony, 913 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. Of the total hours on duty, 40% were spent on criminal investigations. Item number three, attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for February 2014. There were 12,180 total calls handled in the month of February. Of the 911 calls, 76% were made from wireless phones. Item number four, Sussex County Council will host a workshop to discuss the county's current limits on building heights on Tuesday, April 1, 2014, at 1:30 p.m. at the county's West Complex in Georgetown. The workshop will provide members of the Council, Board of Adjustment, and Planning and Zoning Commission an opportunity to discuss the topic and determine if the county's code should be amended. The workshop will feature presentations from county staff and DLDOT representatives.
That's not an April Fool's joke, is it?
No, sure.
I mean, we don't all show up. You didn't do that for Mr. Kramer to show up and maybe nobody'd be there.
No. Stay tuned.
All right. I'm worried about that meeting.
He's smooth.
Item number five. As you know, the count. Item number five. As you know, the county's previous economic development director resigned from her position effective February 28th. In the interim, the responsibilities of that office will be absorbed and covered by the county administration staff, including myself, Mr. Hal Godwin, and Mr. Chip Guy. In the meantime, I am working with the Director of Human Resources to move forward with filling this critical position in the county's organization. I anticipate further discussion with the council and perhaps a decision on our path forward in the next few weeks. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Godwin, step on up here.
President, members of council, I have a very brief report for you on legislative issues since today is their first day back in session for several weeks as they worked on our budget, state's budget. Last time we met, you gave me instructions that House Bill 167 is a bill that you oppose. It's the bill that restricts public employers from inquiring into criminal records. There had been some amendments made to that bill, which I shared with you. And even with the amendments, you still felt that you wanted to oppose the bill. So I have conveyed that opposition to all the members of the Senate Industrial Relations Committee.
And you were able to articulate our reason,
The reason I gave was that you felt it might restrict your ability to recruit the right person. I didn't.
Since we already, I think also we follow the letter of the law.
No changes. That's what we want.
Right.
We don't need to change.
You're
fine.
When I sent the email, I redid that sentence about three or four times. I didn't want to overstate the reason and get us in trouble, but I wanted to make it sure that it wasn't just because we were opposing it. There was some reason to it.
Yeah, we do it. We do it right.
Exactly.
And why should they tell us how we need to do it? You seem to have done it right.
So anyway, I did ask them in my email that if they schedule a hearing for this committee to discuss that bill, I want to be there. So I put them on notice for that as well.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And I want to commend our administrator on a great report from the Wetlands Committee.
Yeah.
He's right. I have been giving you very short sound bites because I know that sometimes this material gets lengthy. And the meeting he went to, he got a real download because they took the previous meetings and kind of compressed it all and then really worked on digesting it. So he had need to make a much more complete report and valid information. But I'm not surprised that they didn't vote on the other two questions because I think they recognized that they're going to have some trouble with that. And the incentive people, I think,
that didn't want to vote.
I think Mr. Parkowski, the chairman of this committee, is smart enough to know that if he wants to get this job done in a timely fashion, he needs to keep it moving where it might continue to move. Mm-hmm. And in incentives and other initiatives, he might find some more support rather than regulation. But
you know, Go ahead.
Are you suggesting that he will manipulate the committee into not taking a vote unless it goes the way?
Say that at all.
No.
I thought you just said that the reason he did not vote was because it wasn't going the direction he wanted it to.
I think that he knew that he didn't have enough votes to pass the regulation part of his suggestion without giving the presentations first. And then the presentations that Todd saw and heard, everyone heard, and my feeling is that they're probably going to move toward incentives and not pursue those two questions. Because I think it would be a blow for the committee. They need 19 out of 28 members to vote to adopt anything. So they don't have 19 votes to adopt those two questions. They're not going to get it done. And I'm just speculating that they don't feel they have the 19 votes to pass that.
You're saying it would be a blow to the committee not to pass a regulatory approach?
It would be a blow to their original mission, yes.
It would be a blow to DENRAC. The committee did not set out with a mission to create regulations, did it?
No.
It's only advisory anyway.
It was set out to create protection for wetlands.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some rules or something. There's one other thing let me just touch on when you go back to that wetland issue, the incentives that everybody's been talking about. And we actually reference it. We already have it built into our code. Mm-hmm. When you get up there and articulate a need for incentives to be a part of this package, that the incentives in Newcastle and Kent and Sussex can all be different. In other words, I think they'll get bogged down if you try to get people in Newcastle to say, here's what we think incentives are, and then down in Sussex, here's what we think we are. Oh. And we end up going in a big circle again of just talking in more meetings. Oh. So what I would, my suggestion is each county with the, what it, you know, report or give them a report of what we anticipate our incentives should be. And we already got them. So we don't have to go through a whole bunch of public hearings and all this other stuff. And then I would think if you put that on paper and showed it to them, what we do here already in our code.
Not everybody wants to build
But anyway, Kent County may want to do it a different way. Newcastle, but we may not want to do it the same way they did it, and they may be more restrictive. So I would caution just saying incentives, DENRAC developed these incentives, and we have to abide by them. I would say each county, it's their responsibility to come up with an incentive that would do these protections, and maybe we'll see we don't need any more regulations, at least here in Sussex.
Yeah, but we might turn around and rezone something totally and make it something else.
Mr. Goblin, do you have a question?
I have a question before Mr. Lawson gets away. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know about what your plans were for economic development, and I'm just hearing that for the first time. It took me a while to kind of let that soak in. So,
the gal just quit. We haven't had long to work on this, Joan.
In other words,
she just walked off and says, I retired.
We're not going to establish another so-called Office of Economic Development, is that?
No, I was trying to clarify. I've read some reports that there's a vacancy and questions, and some folks have approached me about how we're going to cover the vacancy right now. I wanted to make clear that in the interim, we're going to cover the vacancy with administration staff and then plan a path forward to fulfill that position as quickly as possible. That is a appointed position by the county council. So.
Right. Okay, that's good.
You all will know every step.
You just need temporarily. That's okay. Got it.
Sorry for the confusion.
If somebody walks in the door and says they want to go to the Economic Development Office, we have somebody will be available to be able to handle that office. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's just what I heard. Okay,
we're
that's
already
good.
Doing.
That's all
it.
We want to know. We don't the impression that the door's locked and there's, you know. Out to lunch is not
but you're
quite the opposite. We're already fielding inquiries and attending meetings, and we will cover that as long as we have to.
Phillips has a question, I think.
That's the strangest thing. I hate to say something, but daggone, this economic development is just bugs me. And they say economic development, and it, coming from Jones, it almost sounds like we're at a holdup that they're not developing here. And yet the governor and Secretary of Agriculture and this council, the Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment voted to allow this poultry plant to be built. They're going to spend $100 million, $10 million on environmental issues, and we're going to put 700 people to work, and where do we have? We have all the blocks and everything else you can put down the road to keep these people from coming in. And it's just one of the things. We have the state all the time in the way, from roads to environmental issues, you name them. So just don't come and point the finger to this council and say, this is the council's problem. We had a full-time economic
development. Who pointed any fingers? What
well,
are you
John,
talking about?
You come across that way all the
what
time.
What are you talking
the poor
about?
The poor old county never does nothing right.
You
we
are.
Don't have the right economic developers.
You're out of line.
And, well, you're the ones out of line. You stay out of line.
Okay,
all the time.
Let's
feel like I'm in the middle of this.
Mr. Phillips, you had a comment, I think.
I did. I mentioned this before, and it was, I guess, appropriately or not set aside because we weren't talking about the structure of our economic development department. But there is an organization currently operating and meeting, CDAC, which has county representation, which has quite a bit of private business members on its board, that does a very good job of assisting with economic development in this county.
Absolutely.
I would ask that the administrator consider utilizing that organization. It very well may be possible that we could develop a public-private partnership with that organization in a manner that could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Trouble with public-private
Thank you.
Partnerships is sometimes, oh, I'm sorry, they're very hard to oversee sometimes, public-private partnerships. That's the problem.
Okay, Mr. Lawson, you ready for the wastewater agreements, please?
Yes, sir. We have several for your consideration this morning. The first one is brought to us, it's Sussex County Project 81-04, agreement number 856-3. The developer here is Mr. Chuck Ellison of Millville, Delaware, and the location is Substation and Burbage Roads. This will become part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving some four model home lots. The connection charges total $25,216, and it will service, and we have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 12 days of construction with a construction inspection cost totaling $2,907.75, with a total proposed construction cost of $19,385. And I do have a motion for your consideration.
Please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 856-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Millville Town Center LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Millville by the Sea, subphase 2-2B North Model Homes Four Lots Expansion, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion?
Mm-mm.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Second project is brought to us by Mr. Louis Capano from Wilmington, Delaware, and the location is the town of Ocean View, County Road 84 and County Road 368. This, too, will be part of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and it will service 21 single-family lots with a connections charge totaling $103,635. We have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 11 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $9,228.90, with a proposed construction cost of $61,526. And I have a motion.
Please make a motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-6, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Fairway Cap LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Fairway Village Phase 5, located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Our next project is from the developer is Mr. Thomas Natelli. He's in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Location will be the west side of County Road 384, 1,650 feet north of County Road 384. This this will become part of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, serving a single-family cluster home subdivision. The connection charges total $296,206. We do have approvals from our engineering department and we're expecting 50 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $38,540.55 with a proposed construction cost of $256,937. And I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 887, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Fenwick Communities, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Batson Creek Estates Phase 1, located in Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Second. Second. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one sounds very similar to the one you just voted on, but it's a little different. This is, again, the developer is Mr. Thomas Natelli from Gaithersburg, Maryland. And the location, again, is the west side of County Road 384, 1,650 feet north of County Road 20. It also will be part of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, and it serves a single-family cluster home subdivision for off-site construction. That is the difference. The connection charges here are $15,321. We have approvals from both DENREC and our engineering department, expecting 40 days of construction with a construction and construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $18,170.85 with a proposed construction cost of some $121,139.
Explain that.
The difference is, I'm glad you asked, the difference is off-site construction. If you'll notice, there's a significant difference between connection charges in the two. The second one that I just read for you is for an off-site connection. It's not part of the subdivision that this sewer district is going to be serving, but there was something nearby on that road. I checked with engineering this morning, like a couple of homes or so that are coming offline or they're proposed to be built, but we're extending service outside the district, and that's what this is for.
Okay. It's not Mr. Natelli's project. It's other parcels owned by other people.
And we're requiring him to offer service. So that's what this is for.
What did our engineering department recommend? What was the price they recommended?
This connection charge here is $15,321.
They recommend.
And we're usually around $4,500, so it's probably three or four units, I would think.
It's single family homes, you think?
Yes.
Is it what it
yes.
is?
It's more single family homes, but it's something off location from this subdivision.
I understand that, okay. But a lot of times in the past, we would see a request for sewer service extended to a vacant parcel of land, and there hadn't been any development approved to it. What we've traditionally done is we get a development project so we know what we're getting and the request for sewer service as opposed to just sending it out to some raw land. So this isn't that case.
Since the impact fees are being collected here, I would think that it's not speculation like you're talking.
Right.
I would think it's to someone who already has a home and maybe a septic tank or someone who has about to build a home.
That soil out there is really bad. Right. Really bad. Okay.
Okay. And the motion is, if you would like that.
Please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 887-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Fenwick Communities, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Batson Creek Estates Phase 2. Located in the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Yes, so moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is the developer here is Mr. Jack Lingo from Rehoboth Beach. The location is 1/2 mile northeast of Gills Neck Road. It will become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 21 single family lots with a systems connection charge totaling $101,262. We have approvals from DENREC and our engineering department. We're expecting 45 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $8,196.08 and a proposed construction cost of $54,640.50. Can I have a motion?
Motion, please, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 766-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Senators Lewis, LP, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Senators Phase 2A, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make it motion.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs.
Yes,
Deaver,
yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, sir. Next project, again, is brought to us by Mr. Jack Lingo from Rehoboth Beach. Project also on the west side of Gills Neck Road. It will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 38 single-family lots, with a total connection charge totaling $183,236. We have approval from our engineering department and DENREC. We're expecting 60 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $19,249.58, with a proposed construction cost of $128,330.50. And I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 766-7, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Senators Lewis, LP, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Senators Phase 2B, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
And thank you for your patience. This is the last one.
No problem.
This is the developer here is Thomas Halverstadt from Selbyville, Delaware, and the location is the southwest intersection of Lighthouse Road and Americana Parkway. This will serve the Fenwick, this will be part of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, serving two commercial lots with a connection charge of $10,536. We have approvals from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $15,671.55, with a proposed construction cost of $104,477. And the motion is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 978, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and CFM Bayside, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside, Parcel H, a.k.a. Parcel 16, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is the Milford High School's requesting sponsorship for the 2014 After Prom event. The event provides Milford High School students and their guests a safe, alcohol-free, parent-chaperoned event. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Ms. Deaver and $250 from Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion we do the same thing.
Second.
I would rather have that money for homeless people. I'm sorry. I don't go for it.
You don't want the kids to not be out drinking?
We can't pay people not to drink. My God. Sorry. But
so you don't want to participate?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you want to do $250?
Sam, would you like to do?
I'll get $300.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Wilson. Second,
second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant $300 from Mr. Wilson's account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Millsboro Lions Club. They're requesting funds for their vision program, and Mrs. Janet McCarty is here. She's going to discuss the program and the grant request.
Come on down, please. Certainly.
Good morning, members of council.
Good morning.
My name is Janet McCarty, and I am a Lion. And this morning I speak on behalf of the Millsboro Lions Club. I serve as that club's vision chair, and as such, I coordinate such things as getting eyeglasses, eye exams for people of low income, individuals, both adults and children. Some of these individuals are disabled, all have very, very low income, and just cannot afford the luxury of eyeglasses. We also supply magnifying readers to people who have been afflicted by macular degeneration. At one point several years ago, we funded a prosthetic eye for a little girl down in the Frankfurt area. So we work hard. The economy being what it is, the extremely large number of applicants this year prompts us to request from council the possibility of considering a humanitarian grant in the amount of $1,000. This would be in addition to the $6,000 that our club has funded and set aside for this program. You may have had an oyster fritter that the Millsboro Lions Club has prepared. This is our big fundraiser from September through December. Every weekend, we're there selling oyster fritters and crab sandwiches. To take the $6,000 from that really depletes the whole amount that we earn on the Fritter Shack. So this will tell you how important this program is to us. As Lions Clubs go, the Millsboro Lions have one of the largest service areas in the whole state of Delaware. We service the Millsboro area and surround the whole Lolbeck area, Gumbara, Dagsboro, Frankfurt, and a large part of Georgetown. We service these last areas because the Georgetown Lions Club has disbanded, as has the Indian River Lions Club.
But Midway is still here.
Midway is there, yes. They're in another service area and doing good work as Lions there. Normally, we assist 40, 45 people in any given year. But already this year, just 8.5 months into our program, we're on a fiscal year, July through June 30th, we have helped 55 people. Mm-hmm. I think each of you got a copy of the letter that I had sent to Councilman Phillips, and in that I stated the numbers and the amount we've expended to date. So what I'm giving you today is current as of today. Mm-hmm. So we've assisted 55 and expended over $4,000 so far. Mm-hmm. We know that if this rate continues through the end of our fiscal year, we're going to be short of money. And so we really need the extra funding. We partner with the Delaware Eye Institute, Sussex Eye Center, and the Delaware Eye Clinics. And these providers are very generous with us because they provide us deep discounts. In fact, Delaware Eye Institute does an eye exam for us completely free of charge with a referral coming in from the Lions Club. Our referrals come from school nurses, from the Division of the Visually Impaired, the state's 211 helpline, from social services, from places like the Christian Storehouse and the Community Resource Center, from the Lions Pre-K screening at the elementary schools in Long Neck as well as Millsboro. And they also come from the ophthalmologists themselves if they're seeing a patient who they know just does not have the funds for eyeglasses. As the vision chair, I conduct a very detailed interview of the patient or the social worker representing the patient. And then I determine the financial need of that patient and set up care with the eye doctor. All payments for services are paid to the provider. None go to the patient themselves. We do need your help, and I would appreciate any consideration you can give us in this. We need more Lions Clubs. We need them in the area, the service areas that we have, and we're working on that, I can assure you. And I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You referenced a couple issues, one being the humanitarian grant. We have a human service grant that is applied for yearly, and we can get you on that list for future applications. But today, I would also like to make a motion that we provide you funding from our discretionary accounts Could I ask if other members are interested in joining?
I am interested in splitting it with you all if you would like to. I think this is important.
$200 each from each Councilmatic district gets $1,000?
And then an additional $1,000 from my account will be $2,000 total.
I am very grateful.
That's my motion.
So yours is your contribution.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Okay. Second, Mr. Cole, yeah, for a grant of $2,000, being $1,000 Mr. Phillips' account, mm-hmm, and then $200 from each of the five council accounts. Mm-hmm. Would be $1,200 total from yours and, yes, $200 from everybody else. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, and I'd like to say if everyone could make presentations as thorough as you, we'd, yeah, never be criticized for this type of grant giving. I really appreciate your attendance.
Thank you.
Wilson?
Job. Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
We thank you.
Rotary Club works.
Yes, we do work hard, and I thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not covered.
Ms. Jennings.
Lions Club for years.
The next one is Ducks Unlimited, the Nanticoke chapter. They're requesting a $1,000 donation to be used for the Ducks Unlimited conservation of wetlands efforts in Sussex County. Specifically, the funds will be used for the conservation of the Nanticoke River watershed. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
Sam, you better get in on it.
I'm fine with that unless someone else wants to participate. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes. He won't even turn his head.
To grant $1,000 to Nanticoke Chapter, Duck Limited for Conservation, Nanticoke Watershed, $500, Mr. Phillips, $500 from mine. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I guess motion carried.
Last grant is the Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club. They're requesting funds for the 2014 Great Walks and Trails publication. Proceeds of this publication benefit fitness initiatives in the community and the Lewis Rehoboth Rotary Club scholarship programs. Last grant received was $375 from Ms. Deaver.
Oh, George wants to help, don't you?
Round it off to $500.
Yeah, and two of us participate.
Her $375 and my $250.
Motion is
$250.
It's not for housing now, you know that. You realize that, don't you?
Well, I think this might be. Let me find out what. It's for the booklet.
Yes.
And trails and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah.
The booklet.
Well, are they getting drunk?
It promotes it. It promotes the county. It promotes the county.
We have a motion from somebody.
Yeah, I make the motion. George and I split it to $500 evenly.
I have a motion for a total of $500, $250 for Mr. Cole, $250 for Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. Welcome. Proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a CrossFit training gym to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.50 acres, more or less, tax map ID 234-8-51. It's on behalf of Brian and Kelly DeLeon, District Number 2.
That's me.
Mr. Wills introduces it.
Okay. The next is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC. Medium density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 27.896 acres, more or less, tax map ID 533-19-287, filed on behalf of CMF Bayside LLC, District Number 5.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
The next is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 22,024 square feet, more or less, tax map ID number 334-5. Parcel 73, and that's on behalf of Bruce and Kathy King, District Number 3.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the last one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14,400 square feet, more or less, tax map ID number 135-15-83, filed on behalf of BLN LLC, district number 2.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
This will be brought before council. Mr. Guy?
I got just one question I want to ask ever after he gets done.
That's your funds.
Mr. Dan Kramer.
18. My name is Dan Kramer. I want to talk a little bit about wetlands. If I understand it right, wetlands that are, when you a farmer sells off his farm and there's wetlands on it, you don't allow him to use any of the wetlands. So why do they want to regulate wetlands that a farmer owns now? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Years ago, I lived in a different area, and there was a lot of wetlands. And I'm going to tell you what, it was the best farming land there was. Because in the springtime, it was sometimes there was a foot of water right there. So you would be up on the hill plowing down to it. Guess where you got stuck? You didn't get stuck down here. You got stuck on the top of the hill. But then all of a sudden, at some point in the springtime, you could drive that tractor right straight through that water and plow it. A few days later, it didn't even look that it had ever been water there at all. You ditched it, you planted your soybeans. Guess what? The best soybeans were there, not at the top of the hill. Now, they want to regulate them. I got news for you. Come on to my place and tell me I got a wetlands. Pay for it. If you're going to tell me I can't use it, you're going to pay for it. Somebody's going to pay for it. Stay out of my life. That's what I got for Denrack.
Dan, a heck with the soybeans. How about pole beans?
Well, they probably would go there, too.
They do up there? All right, that's all I want to know. Sorry, Mr. President, I just had to.
Anything else from council Mr. Cole?
I got a couple things here real quick. Just a statement, the economic development we were talking about a little while ago, we just saw a list of wastewater agreements. When you see the number of developments now that are getting back active again, there's economic development that really helps the local government, the vendors, the suppliers, and local labor. So that really has a local impact. Now, we may not be able to attract the national, stuff. That's difficult for any government because we can't give them too many incentives like taxes because we're already cheap. Anyway, that's just a comment. The other thing on wastewater agreements, speaking of wastewater agreements, do they have to come, like we had that list today, do they have to come here or can it be done administratively? As long as a wastewater agreement is all totally in compliance with our standards and our regs, do we have to sit here and approve these agreements? Because it seems like they should just be done administratively somewhere in an office that these guys meet and...
Short answer is I don't know. Since I've been here, that has always been the practice.
Well, it's just a traditional way of doing it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
We can certainly look at that.
Mr. Laws, do you have a comment?
Yeah, same comment. I asked the question before because I wondered why in the world you guys would want to have those and have to consider them. Today was an illustration of a large number. Engineering department said at one point they did do that administratively. So let Mr. Moore and I look into it and come back and report.
Thank you, sir. But I appreciate it.
Mr. Cole, are you saying that we want to continue to depend on development to fund this county and that's enough jobs for you? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you can go to a lot of parts of this country and not see the activity we have.
Yes, we have
economic. When we talk about economic development in Sussex County, and we are a retirement destination, we are a tourist destination, we are a second home destination. And that is one of the biggest industries, and I'm just pointing out how healthy it is right now in these hard times we live, and that the local, the multiplier effect, as they talk about, of local carpet guys, the guys selling hardware, the guys selling doorknobs, the ripple effect in the community is tremendous, so we are in very good shape compared to many other parts of this country.
So
and that's there's a good example of economic development happening. in Sussex County.
Well,
and
I appreciate
part of it, because we've created an environment and we are also a desirable place to live.
It's going on in your district and my district, but it's not going on in western Sussex.
Well, a little bit. Well, I know, but many of the people who are the carpenters and the suppliers are in Mike Vincent's backyard.
We'll entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We're now in recess till 1:30 for public hearings.